Man, it is a great joy, privilege to be with you this morning, and I certainly do bring you greetings from my church back in Kentucky, and they'll be praying for you this morning as well, and we have been praying for Nidri for quite some time now, and trust the Lord would form a great bond between our two congregations. If you would just kind of accept a little bit of an explanation for my accent. It is a little bit confusing. I was introduced at a church actually in Glen Ross this last time I preached. Just have an acute accent confusion syndrome. I was born in Norway to an English mother and an Irish father. Grew up in Aberdeen, Scotland. Went to school, came to faith in Stonehaven, just south of Aberdeen. Then I married an American and all went downhill from there. Moved to Kentucky and now somehow got an Australian accent. Don't know how any of that happened, but that's what it is. And so wherever I go, they always ask me, where are you from? And so I'm going to make up my own little island and claim I'm from that island and go with that. And so I'm excited. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. I'm excited about 20 schemes, excited about what God is doing as he builds his church in Scotland and as he calls many to come and to be a part of what he is doing here. It is Christ who builds his church, and we trust and we believe and have total confidence that he is building his church. I want us to rest in that assurance this morning as we read the scriptures together from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16. I would have you turn there, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16. I'm going to read from verse 13. You'll find it on page 983. In the blue Bible, Matthew 16, verse 13. Matthew chapter 16, starting at verse 13. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." And then he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. Amen. Would you pray with me? Oh, good and holy God, we ask this morning as we open your word that you would reveal to us by your Holy Spirit the truths that you would have us come and confess together, that we do believe and trust that it is Jesus who is building his church. Lord, may we see this today. May we trust that it is Christ alone who is building us into his holy kingdom. We love you, Father, and we trust in the ministry of your Spirit now for the name and the glory of your Son, Jesus. Amen. I want us to look this morning at this passage, particularly at this 1 verse, verse 18. We're going to unpack this one verse together. It's such an important verse for us. Let me read it again. Verse 18 of chapter 16 of Matthew. And it says this, "And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." When we come and we speak of 20 schemes, we speak of building healthy, gospel-centered churches across the schemes in Scotland. We have to ask the question, how is a church built? But we speak of building healthy, gospel-centered churches, but we must trust that it is Christ alone who builds His church. And if we read this verse, then we must trust that Christ is building His church and He cannot, will not fail. He will not fail. He says that He will build His church upon this rock. Verse 18. What is this rock upon which Jesus is building His church? Every building needs a foundation. Every building needs a foundation or it will fall. And so the foundation of the church which Jesus is building is this rock which He speaks of in this verse. On this rock, He says, I will build my church. Well, what is this rock that He's building His church upon? Well, we understand this rock to be the very thing that we have seen revealed to us in the preceding verses. Jesus asked the question of Peter, who do they say that I am? And Peter responds with this great confession, you are the Son of the living God. You, Jesus, are the Messiah. You, Jesus, are the Savior. Jesus responds, it is upon this rock, this very confession, that the church will be built. The confession that Jesus has just made is the foundational truth of the church. There is no church without the confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. That is how you were built up into the church. It is upon your confession of faith that Jesus Christ is Lord, that God has built you into His church. It is this confession, this foundational truth that the church will be built. Indeed, it is upon this confession that your life, if you are a believer, is now being built. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 tells us this truth. Let me read it to you. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 says, this actually I'm going to read from verse 19. I'm just going to read it to you. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. Look what he says here, verse 20. Being built on the foundation of the apostles and of the prophets, with Christ Jesus Himself as the chief cornerstone. In Him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in Him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit. This is the church that Christ is building. A people who are building their lives upon the confession that Jesus Christ is Lord. That Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. That Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Are you building your life upon this confession? Are you trusting that Jesus Christ is your Lord? There is no church without this confession. There is no church without this declaration that Jesus Christ alone is Lord and the Son of the living God. God's Word is the foundational truth of the church. It is God's revelation of His Son, God revealing, God declaring, God revealing to us who Jesus is, and us believing what God has shown us, that Jesus is the Son of the living God. It is us accepting this truth and believing this truth. This is the foundation of the church. Jesus builds His church on His truth. The people of God are totally inseparable from the Word of God. It is the Word of God that builds the church, upon which the church is being built. If you take away the authority of the Word of God, if you allow anything else to be the foundation upon which the church is being built, then the church will not stand. It is the truth upon which the church is being built. Second, we see the word that it is I that builds the churches. And on this rock, I will build my church. This one word, I, is so important. We must understand, who is it that is building the church? Well, it is Jesus who builds His church. The I here refers to Christ, to Jesus, the one whom we now confess. Jesus, the one whom we have just sung these beautiful words, the one who went to the cross, the one who died for the forgiveness of our sins, the one who paid the price that we could not pay. It is the finished work of Jesus Christ that builds the church. We are sinners. We are unable and incapable of building ourselves into the church. There is nothing that we can do in our own right, by our own strength, that will allow us to gain access into the church of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus alone who builds His church. And if you are a Christian, if you are a follower of Jesus, if you've confessed along with Peter that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, then you do so because Jesus has done a work in your life. He has died a death that was meant for all of us. He has paid a price that was due to each one of us. It is Jesus that is building His church. I don't know about you, but any time I go about trying to build something for myself, it typically always fails. Now, I can go and try to get something very simple, perhaps even a bookcase, and try to follow the instructions and put the thing together, and it falls apart. Even yesterday, I was trying to put this banner stand together, and I just couldn't do it. Anything that I try to build just seems to fail. Something simple. But we trust that it is not we who are building the church. Jesus says, I will build my church. It is Jesus who is building His church. When you consider the church, do you trust that Jesus is building it up? And it is Jesus alone. We need nothing else but Christ. It is Christ alone who builds His church. If you are a Christian today, if you believe in Jesus today, do you trust and do you acknowledge that it is only Jesus? It is only in Jesus that you are to put your trust. That it is not you. It is not you who's building you up to be something worthy and acceptable before a holy God. You cannot do this. But it is Jesus who is building you up as His people, and He can do this. A foundation has been laid, and a command has been given to go and preach Christ, and a promise has been revealed that whoever calls upon the name of Jesus will be saved. It is Jesus who is building His church. We think of 20 schemes of vision to go and build healthy, gospel-centered churches across schemes throughout Scotland. We must trust and believe it is Jesus who is doing this. It is not me, it's not Mess, it's not Nedry Community Churches, it's none of us. It is Christ alone who will build His church. And that's the third phrase I wanted to see this morning. He will build. Upon this rock, I will build my church. This word will, it has a sense of power and authority behind it. It is a clear and definitive word. I will build my church, Jesus says. This is Jesus revealing this to us. In other words, this is going to happen. It is a promise to us. Jesus tells us that He will build His church. This word should be very comforting to us. We just sung, "Have mercy upon us, O Lord." It is comforting to us to see that if Jesus is calling us to Himself, then He will build you up. He will build you into His people, His church. This is a promise that He has made. If we are in Christ, then we are in His church, His people, and He will build us up. I pray that this word and the clarity of it will give you great hope this morning. That what the Lord has begun in you, if He has called you to faith and He has revealed Himself to you and you've trusted in Him, what the Lord has begun in you, the Lord will finish. He will not fail. If we are available to Him, if we trust Him, if we obey Him and follow Him as His Word commands us to do, if we walk with Him, then Jesus promises that He will build you up. He will build you as His church. Consider how wonderful this promise was to the disciples. Disciples who had given up everything for Jesus. They had walked away from their lives, abandoned everything to follow Christ. And now they come in many ways to the end of the road with Jesus as He's preparing them for the cross. And He's spoken to them of His death and His coming death upon the cross in Jerusalem. Just imagine the fear the disciples must have in this moment. Just imagine the feeling of perhaps hopelessness. I've given up everything for You, Lord. I've given it all up for You, and yet it seems like the whole world is against us now, and they're pursuing us, and we're on the run, and they're chasing after us, and You are now telling us that as we go into Jerusalem, they're going to kill You, and they even kill us. Jesus wants them to know that I will build my church. No matter what they do against us, no matter what they do against you, this will happen. Trust in this promise. Are you feeling discouraged this morning? Are you feeling defeated this morning? Uncertain about what lies before you? The church that Christ is building will be built. And if He has called you to Himself, and if you have bowed down and have trusted and are trusting in Him alone, then you have no reason to doubt at all that Jesus Christ will will finish in you what he has begun. God cannot lie. God is faithful. God keeps his word. Believe this and trust in him. He says, I will build my church. This word build. I will build my church. The church is not a building that he is being built up with bricks and mortar on a foundation. That is not what he is speaking of here. There are many buildings across this land that may have the name church on the front of them. And yet buildings will decay. Buildings will lie derelict. Buildings will go abandoned and be destroyed. And there are indeed many across this land that claim the name church and yet lie in ruins. The church is not a building. The church is a people. A people who have been rescued from our sin. A people who have been placed upon the foundation. A people who Christ has called to himself. A people who he is building up. If you are his, then he is building you up into his church. As we read in Ephesians, he is building you up to be his dwelling place. He has placed you here. He has called you here. He has created you for this, to be his witness. Ephesians even says that we are called together to be built upon this foundation in order the Spirit might live within us, that we might reveal Jesus to the world around us. That's what we've been called to do now, to make Jesus known. You know why the Lord is building the church? It is not for us. It's for himself. It is for himself. This is not about you. This isn't about me. This is about Jesus. It's about his name being made known so that when he takes us out of the world and the devastation that has been wreaked against our lives, of the sin in our lives, when he changes us and transforms us, he is building us up into something made new, altogether new, so that Jesus might be made known around the world. And to all that would see him in us. That is what Jesus is building. God is building the church so that at the end of times, when we stand as one people before him, no man will be able to look at it and say, look what we built. But Jesus and God the Father and God the Holy Spirit will be able to say, look what we have built. And then he says that this is my church. And upon this rock, I will build my church. This phrase, my church. Again, something very comforting about this phrase, my church. It is his possession. The church is his. He is the builder. He is the architect. He is the owner. You know, if you buy the materials and if you build the house, then you own it and you have the right to live in it. Well, Jesus has laid the foundation and Jesus has purchased the materials with his own blood. As he has purchased you and he's purchased me and he's placed us upon that foundation. And we are his possession now. We are his body, bought with a very high price, his blood. We are not our own. We've been bought with a price. We belong to Jesus. It's a great promise in that word, my church. Because if we are his, then there is nothing that can take us from him. There is nothing greater than Jesus. There is nothing more powerful than Christ. There is nothing that can take us from his hands. If we are his possession, then we will be His forevermore. We are His church. Jesus says that He is building His church, His people. Jesus isn't building a school. Jesus isn't building a hospital. Jesus isn't building a club. Jesus isn't building a great society or a great community. Jesus is building a people who will gather under His name to worship Him. And that is what He's calling us to. And there is no greater purpose for which we can live. And then He gives us this great final promise. And the gates of Hades will not overcome it. And Christ builds the church. The church is invincible. It cannot be stopped. What Jesus has done and what Jesus is doing will not be stopped. There is an almighty hurricane heading towards the east coast of the United States right now. Hurricane Sandy. And it's heading right towards New York City on the very day that Greg and I are going to fly into New York City on Tuesday. And as I look at the weather reports this morning, I'm wondering, is this storm going to stop me getting home? And it looks like it might, because I have no intention of flying through a hurricane. I like flying the best of times. It seems at times like there's a whole lot coming against the church. It seems at times, even as Christians, as individual believers, that there's a whole lot coming against us. There's the temptation and the sin that we struggle with every day. The doubts in our own minds. Perhaps our past shame. The fears that we currently have in our hearts. It seems at times that the church is failing. We read stats like we've just read about the church in Scotland. And we recognize that the church is in crisis, and that is true. But even making that declaration seems a declaration of defeat. The church of Jesus Christ that He is building will not be stopped. And we can look around and see churches dying. And we can look around and see individual believers at times look so weak, and we can feel at times so weak against all that comes against us. And yet the truth is this, the church that Jesus is building will not be stopped. It will be built. The word Hades here literally means death. It is the same word for the grave or the pit. Jesus is saying, look, even the grave cannot stop us now. They can kill you, but they will not destroy us. There will come a day when our bodies will be perfect and we will be raised up to be with Jesus. And there will be a people from every land and every tribe and every tongue, and it will be a congregation, a great church that Jesus has built. This is His promise. Do you see how important this is for us today? To trust in His word and His promise. To have faith and hope in Him. That what Jesus is building will be built. And what Jesus is building here, and what Jesus is building in Scotland, will never die. But it will come to pass. So what is stopping us? What is keeping us from pursuing all that Christ has for us? So this is why we as a people of God are to be about with great boldness and confidence seeing the church of Christ being built. This is what we live for now. If you are a Christian being built on this foundation, this is what we live for now. That the church be built for the sake of Christ being made known. So trust that what Jesus is doing in your life will not be stopped. If you walk with Him and obey Him and follow Him and build your life on the foundation of His Word. A couple of weeks ago, I was in a place called Nicaragua, a city called Managua, right in Central America, one of the poorest cities in the world. That city was devastated by an earthquake in 1972. The interesting thing about that city is you drive around it today and it is still lying in ruins from an earthquake that happened over 3 decades ago. You gotta wonder, why is it still lying in ruins? Buildings still destroyed. It was never rebuilt. It didn't have the money to rebuild itself. With some driving around that city, I'm just struck by the image that just gives us of the church. Our own lives look like we've been devastated by sin and by the destruction of our own decisions and the things that we do against our holy God. And we look at our lives and we see the decay and the destruction that has been brought about in our own lives. But we will not remain in ruins in a destroyed city. For Jesus has come to build His own city, His own people. And He has come to purchase you with His blood out of the ruin that is the devastation of sin in this world. And He's come to say, this one is mine. And He's purchased you with His blood. And He said, and I will build Him up. And the beautiful picture of the church is a new and glorious city being risen from all the devastation that is around it in this world. And as this city, which is His church, is built, it will stand. And all that lies against it will be destroyed. This is the church. Nothing will come against us. Nothing can destroy us. Christ is building His church. So will you trust Him? Let Him build you up. Draw near to Him. Trust in His word. You are not a follower of Christ this morning. Then there is no other hope for you outside of Christ Jesus. Confess Him as your Lord. Repent of your sin and believe in Him, and He will build you up. Let us pray. Holy Father, we thank You for the hope of Your word. That upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of Hades will not come against it. But Father, may we trust this to be true for us. That You are building us up. Lord, may we draw near to You. And walk as men and women with confidence and hope in You alone. We trust in You, Father. But build Your church for Your glory. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.